Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map. If there's a place you gotta get, I can get you there, I bet. I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map.
Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to Map, the Mad About Pop Culture podcast, where we talk all things movies, TV shows, comic books, anything with pop culture in it, you name it. We talk about it. I'm your host, Sega Singh, and today will be a solo run by me. Today we're just talking about, going to do a simple, short, easy review on the Black Widow movie. So just wanted to give you guys my like little output on it. And go from there, yeah, just Josh hasn't seen that movie yet, and so I thought, maybe not get him involved in this and ruin the movie for him. So I thought I might as well just do a solo run on it. And this movie, the Black Widow movie, would have been one of the best Marvel movies if it came out during the time period it's meant to be. Like, so during 2016. So for those that don't know, Black Widow was meant to be released last year. But due to COVID and stuff, yeah, it kept getting pushed back, So we finally got it. And I bought tickets to go see this movie in the cinemas, but as soon as it was about to be released, we went into a lockdown. So over here in Sydney, we went into a lockdown where the cinemas was closed, everything was closed, so we couldn't do much about it. So pretty much stuck at home. So I said, you know what, might as well, because I think I paid about $40 for two tickets and some popcorn to go watch it in the movies. And so I thought, might as well just buy it on Disney Plus so I could see it multiple times and, you know, other people could see it as well. So that's what I did. I think it was for like $30, $35 or something like that, Australian. Purchased the movie on Disney Plus. Mind you, it was totally worth it. And totally worth purchasing it, because I've seen it twice already. My sister's seen it, and I let one of my friends use my account to see it as well. And yeah, so that was a good move on Disney to release it on Disney Plus. I don't think going forward, I don't think they will be doing that anymore, but like, who knows? We'll see how things are when that happens. So Black Widow, this movie was, I liked it. It was a good movie. It was entertaining. It was upbeat. There was a lot of things in there, but it would have been great if it was released back, like maybe before Endgame, you know. It kind of, like, so there's like, when you release prequels and stuff and there's a main character that's already been in another movie, there's no, like, how can I say this? There's, like, there's no drama or thrill with it, because you know that they're going to survive everything because they come back in the next movie. So that was the only issue with this movie. So spoilers from here on out, I'm going to be spoiling this whole thing for you. So even for other Marvel movies. So basically Black Widow is set in 2016, straight after Civil War, and it's Natasha Romanoff is running away from Secretary Ross, pretty much. So we start off the movie back in the 90s when there was still a small family and stuff. So it was great. And then they do this montage of like how they became the widows and stuff. And it was pretty interesting. I liked the montage on that, on how they become widows and how they did this stuff. And then we go into present day where she's running away from Secretary Ross and going on the hide and stuff. So it picks up from there. But like I said, this movie, like lots of actions, straight away actions and stuff, but it doesn't, like when you're watching it, it's kind of, you know that she's going to survive all of these things because all the action pieces, you know, she's going to, there's no threat to her because she is going to survive and go on to the other movies. However, if this movie came out before Infinity War, and before Endgame, or in between Infinity War and Endgame, it would've been amazing. It would've been great. Perfect. Because we don't know what would have happened to her. We don't know if she would have survived or if she dies, or vice versa, you know? So it's been a great movie. So yeah, gotta say the highlight of the movie was Florence Pugh as Yelena Belova. I can't pronounce her name, sorry, I'm butchering it. But yeah, it was fantastic, man. She was the highlight. She was the best. Her accent was amazing. Just the way she acted in this movie, I gotta say, she stole the show. She was, going out on a controversial tour here, but she was better than Scarlett Johansson in this movie. Man, 100%. Gotta be better. And then David Harbour as well. Man, that guy was a crack up. Like, great comedic timing, great stuff. Like, there's some jokes that landed and some didn't land, but, like, there were fantastic things. Like, it was a great movie. Biggest disappointment in the movie was Taskmaster. Like, oh my god, that was absolutely disappointing. Like, I really wish it was something else. But like, to be honest, this movie is exactly Winter Soldier. Like, it's exactly beat by beat like Winter Soldier. For example, Winter Soldier was about someone from Captain America's past and about this organization that's in the hiding that Captain America thought he destroyed and that there was nothing of it, but they were still hiding in the background and stuff. So Black Widow is the exact same thing. Black Widow thought she destroyed the Black Widow program when she destroyed, when she killed Dracoff, but she didn't, it kept continuing on. And it was hiding in the shadows and stuff. Hence, Winter Soldier vibes. Again, same with the Winter Soldier. The main, well, not the main villain, but one of the antagonists in that movie was Bucky Barnes, which was someone from Captain America's past. The Taskmaster is from Natasha's, Black Widow's past. So someone from her past. And this is where I don't get it. This is where it really gets to me, is Taskmaster is Dracov's daughter. So if you throw back to Avengers, the first one, Loki goes, do you have that much red in your ledger? Can you wipe it out? And she says, and he goes, Dracov's daughter. So that was one of the ledgers that she had. She killed Dracov's daughter. She had to do it just to get to him. So she killed both of them in this explosion that they did. This was the Budapest thing that they were talking about. Another thing, I'll get back to the Budapest scenes and stuff, but this girl, when she blew up the building, this girl looked like she was only about maybe 8 or 8 years old, probably around that 6 to 8 years old age. And then...
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Like, 21 years later, great, we get it, but she's the taskmaster, like... And, like, you're trying to get forgiveness off her, but she won't... She doesn't know you. Like, how can you forgive someone for blowing them up when you don't even know who they were? Like, you were a young kid. Like, I doubt you'd remember who tried to kill you and kind of stuff. Maybe. Or you're getting fed false information through your father. But anyway, so let's keep this flowing a bit. Taskmaster, biggest disappointment. I wish it was someone else. It would have been great if it wasn't sort of like a... Like the same kind of age as Scarlett Johansson while when she went and destroyed Dracov. If they're around the same age, or if they were former widows together and then, you know, they were friends and stuff, it would have been great. It would have been perfect. I would have loved that. But there's no... Marvel dropped the ball on this Taskmaster. Moving on, we didn't get much about Budapest. We just saw an explosion and that's about it. And then we just heard the stories of how they were hiding and they were hiding stuff, vents for like 2 days, and they fought off like armies for 10 days straight and stuff. So it would have been great. I would have loved to seen, you know what would have been amazing during that, this movie, was when they introduced the family in the beginning. They should have, before they went into present day, they should have done another flashback to Budapest where she killed Taskmaster and kind of thing, like, killed Dracov and shown sort of like a bit of Budapest and a bit of backstory in regards to that, and then go into present day, and then it would have been great. It would have tied it all in, and, you know, but saying that, who knows, like, you know, great movie. Australian director directed it. It was fantastic. But, yeah, so pretty much the thing was there's this organization hidden in the clouds above everyone, not threatening anyone because they don't want to, because his reason for not coming out of, stepping out of shadows was he doesn't want to get caught by the Avengers, and then once he gets caught, that's it, his program's finished. So he was secretly doing it in the background, so he was staying under the radar so none of the Avengers or S.H.I.E.L.D. would find out who he was or what he was doing. And pretty much Black Widow, there's an age gap between her and Yelena, like Natasha and Yelena have a significant age gap. I don't think it's that different. I think it's maybe about 5 or 6 years different. Maybe more, maybe less, I don't know. But yeah, like basically Natasha's training was completely different to Yelena's training. Yelena's training was they were chemically enhanced, sort of, like not fighting-wise, as in they were chemically enhanced so they could be controlled, pretty much. So they were being manipulated. They had this serum in them where they could be controlled by remotely. So one of the plot points of this movie is they've got this gas that could literally, it's like an antidote kind of thing. So pretty much they get the antidote and they try to have to rescue the other widows and take down the Red Room. So that's pretty much the main plot of it. They can't do them by themselves and they can't call the Avengers because, again, this happened after Civil War. So everything's all split and gone here and there, you know, they've gone their own ways. But standard Marvel movie, you know, you couldn't expect more from it. My expectations going into this movie wasn't that high. And quite honestly, like, it blew my expectations because I really was just going in this with a mindset of let's not worry, let's not have too big of an expectation on this because we already know the outcome of Natasha Romanoff. Yeah, some great fight scenes. The choreography was amazing as well. Florence Pugh, again, standout. There were some scenes that didn't, like, really... Like, I get what they were doing, but it didn't sound like they made a joke out of it. It could have been, I understand why they joked about it, but like there's this scene where David Harper goes, oh, is it your time of the month? And then they go into this explanation on how they can't get it because, you know, their ovaries were taken out and all that kind of joke and stuff. So they joke about it and stuff, and it was kind of a serious thing, and just like, they paid it off like a comedic thing. So, like, that's one thing I don't like about Marvel is where if it's a serious thing, sorry, excuse me, if it's a serious scene or scenario, they just brush it off with comedic quotes and, like, all that stuff, and it doesn't work. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 did it. Like, there were some scenes that were really great, but like the one scene where Nebula shoots Yondu in the head and like takes off his that fin that he has on his head, and then she eats this thing where they've been telling her it's not ripe, and she goes, it's not ripe. Like, they tried to downgrade the sadness with a comedic effect and it didn't work out. Same with this movie, sometimes it hits, sometimes it misses, but and my God, like, some of the action, like how they survived, I don't know. Like, it's, she's got to have like super soldier serum or something, like, unbelievable. Anyways, moving forward onto that, like, we get sort of a pre-post credit scene where we see Yelena give Natasha her jacket that we see in Infinity War, and then we see the Quinjet. That they have in Infinity War, so it just throws it back into Infinity War. And then we get a post-credit scenes, and then this post-credit scenes, it looks like they're building a sort of a Dark Avengers or a Thunderbolts kind of team. Reason being is the scene was, it plays off with Yelena going to Natasha's gravestone, and, you know, being, you know, cleaning it up and all that stuff. So, and then we see Val from Falcon and Winter Soldier, the lady that recruits John Walker, at the end, and she was there, and then they had a connection. So Yelena and Val knew each other because Yelena goes, "Val, this is my holiday. You're disturbing me. You shouldn't be disturbing me. I want a pay raise and stuff." And so pretty much she goes, "Oh, no, I think this is another mission for you. I think you'll like it. He's your next. This is the person that murdered your murdered your sister." And it was a photo of Hawkeye. And wondering, like, how, like, so Yelena's going to be in the Hawkeye TV series because she's, they've named her in the cast. But I want to know how this is going to all tie in. Like, why does she think he murdered Natasha Romanoff? Like, that's just, that's something that we have to think about and trying to see, figure out what could this mean and what could this be. But really interested. I'm so grateful that they gave Florence Pugh more things to do, as in like future projects and stuff. So I'm really happy that we get to see her again. You know, if this was the only thing that we're going to see, I don't, her talents was, you know, can't be wasted just on this movie. Like, it was, she had to go on and do more things. And the Hawkeye series, I reckon she's going to like also dominate and be one of the best characters and cast in that movie as well. Yeah, so pretty much that was my review of Black Widow. It was a great watch. Definitely wants them, if you guys haven't seen it in the movies, would recommend watching it in the movies instead of buying it. But I had no choice but to buy it because we're in lockdown. So if you guys are in lockdown, yeah, it is worth purchasing. But if you're somewhere where you can go to the cinemas and go to the movies, definitely worth watching it. Definitely worth it. Highly would recommend it. And yeah, looking forward to what they Marvel have coming up next, which is Shang-Chi. So excited about that. And we should be getting a Spider-Man No Way Home trailer coming out anytime soon. So that's it for today, guys. And I hope you guys liked the episode. And if you guys want to catch up, find us on our socials, you can go to linktree.com/madaboutpop. You find all the links to our socials and streaming there. I'll link Josh's links as well down. He's pretty much Squishy Joshy everywhere. I think Instagram is Squishy_Joshy. So yeah, so give us a like and review in app. It'll be great. It'll be amazing. Thanks, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode. See ya.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.